Britney Spears has gone nuclear on Instagram, and her handlers are desperately trying to cover this up. For the first time, Britney's stepping out of the shadows and naming names in what she describes as a decades-long nightmare of elite control. She's speaking openly about the brutal systematic trauma she says was inflicted on her. MK-Ultra-style monarch programming, ritual abuse, handler control, disassociation triggers. The calculated shattering of a child star into a programmable beta kitten for the global elite's most sadistic players. But that's only the beginning. In her most explosive revelation yet, Britney points the finger directly at Oprah Winfrey, accusing her of operating an international trafficking network that funnels young stars to the global elite for millions. She says the entire industry has known this for years, and this time, she has the receipts. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Justin Bieber has been speaking out, openly accusing the predators in the entertainment industry of destroying Britney Spears' life through coercive control and systemic abuse, starting when she was just a child. And now Britney Spears has dropped the biggest accusation of her entire career. And the speed at which her handlers scrambled to shut it down tells us everything we need to know. Within minutes of her post going live this weekend, the machine kicked into high gear, damage control gaslighting, the usual playbook. Why the panic? Because Britney wasn't just venting about the entertainment industry, she was exposing the trafficking industry. The one that operates behind the glossy award shows, red carpets and private islands. The one that moves children like currency between the most powerful names on the planet.
She comes out in a very provocative gown with high heels, and all of a sudden that little girl knocks you right off your ass.
Nothing more interesting to adult men than the development of an adolescent female. We are hardwired to recognize that.
You have the most adorable, pretty eyes. You have a boyfriend?
No, sir.
How about me?
Britney has been hunted by predators since childhood, and now she's naming them. We've got the massive Britney bombshell coming up in just a moment. But first, let's talk about what may have finally pushed her to the edge. On March the 4th, 2026, Britney Spears was arrested in Ventura County for a DUI. Newly released dashcam footage shows her erratic, incoherent, and completely disconnected from reality. Here's the thing. Her breath tests came back at 0.05 and 0.06, both well below California's legal limit. Yes, they found unprescribed Adderall in the car, but that combination doesn't explain what we're seeing. Because what's on that footage isn't just intoxication. It's mind control 101. She flips between accents. A known monarch mind control tell. She reverts to childlike baby talk, telling officers, "I'm scared of you guys." She randomly offers to cook them lasagna at her home, mentions her babies, and declares herself an angel. Yet more monarch symbolism.
No, I don't want to get in your car, sir. You can come to my house. I'll make you food and lasagna or whatever you want. I have a pool. My babies are coming to my house.
I could drink probably 4 bottles of wine to take care of you. I'm an angel.
Throughout the entire encounter, she never once calls herself a singer or pop star. She only refers to herself as a dancer. The same word she uses in those disturbing, disheveled social media videos that insiders say are used to advertise her. Then came the revelations. She tells the officers matter-of-factly that she takes Prozac every morning because she's like a Stepford wife.
I take Lamictal and Prozac every morning, okay? I'm like a Stepford wife.
Britney doesn't just say she's a Stepford wife. She moves, speaks, and disassociates like one. And if you look at the original 1975 movie poster, it's practically a monarch programming manual. Dolls, fractured identities, mind control. The symbolism is unmistakable. Britney also describes her mother trying to kill her. She brings up a traumatic family story from 1975, years before she was even born, about her mum accidentally killing a man on a bicycle. Which is a confirmed true story, by the way. Except it wasn't a man, it was a boy. But why would somebody talk about their mother killing someone in such a situation unless the programming was cracking?
You don't understand. On the right, I have no hair on the right side of my head.
I'm just going to read you.
I know. My mom accidentally killed a man on a bike.
Okay. Now I'm just going to read you.
I didn't. I never did that before.
Okay.
He was a biker.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to read you another thing was called implied consent, okay?
And nothing happened to her.
So,
why did they kill her?
Okay.
Why did they arrest her? How come my mom got away with everything?
Okay, so because
my mom tried to kill me.
And what happened right after the arrest? She was shipped off to rehab at an undisclosed location by Lou Taylor of TriStar, the same manager who ran Diddy's sex trafficking empire. The same Lou Taylor who had Kanye locked up and zombified in 2016. Coincidence? Or part of the Monarch mind control modus operandi? 3 weeks later, Britney desperately wanted to leave and was released.
I just want to be a happy person.
Britney Spears formally charged with DUI and out of rehab. That's Brit in a new photo holding a cigarette and resting her feet on the dashboard of her G-Wagon while being driven in Calabasas yesterday.
Was this rehab? Or emergency reprogramming when she began glitching? Just like Kanye, when he began exposing the industry elite in 2016. Given the explosive nature of Britney's revelations against Oprah and other powerful elites, and we'll get to those in just a moment, the so-called coincidences are starting to pile up way too high to ignore.
She's ordered to continue in her mental health and substance treatment. She's ordered to meet with a psychologist once a week and a psychiatrist twice a month. Any additional terms being requested by the people?
No, nothing by the defense room.
All right, then. Does Ms. Spears understand and accept the terms and conditions of her summary probation?
Yes, Your Honor. On behalf of Ms. Spears, she agrees and she understands.
Whatever broke loose that night Britney was pulled over, it lit the fuse. Weeks after she was released from the rehab reprogramming clinic, Britney dropped the biggest accusation of her life against Oprah Winfrey, the woman who she has been desperately avoiding in recent years. According to Britney, Oprah Winfrey isn't just part of the club. She's the madam, the woman who built a media empire allegedly profiting from moving young stars, including children and babies, through the elite trafficking network. And it's not the first time she's hinted at Oprah's dark side.
Britney Spears posted a 22-minute, essentially an audio note on YouTube, detailing what her life has been like over the past 15 years. And she says, and it wouldn't be a surprise to learn that it was true, that she could have financially benefited from the abuse that she suffered for nearly 14 years.
I've had tons of opportunities, Oprah, interviews, to go on a platform and share hardships and or just really anything that's going on in my mind, and I really don't think any of that is relevant to getting paid to tell your story. I feel like it's kind of silly.
But Britney decided to pick up her phone, record an audio note, and post it on YouTube for the world to hear and not make any money from it. On Britney's Twitter link to the initially unlisted video, that link is gone. And yeah, it's not listed on a YouTube channel. On my Twitter feed, when I saw that Britney Spears had posted some random YouTube link with no context, and I listened to what she said, I had a feeling it wouldn't last on YouTube long. So yeah, it's now gone. Obviously, it doesn't violate any copyright laws because it's literally just Britney recording her own voice into her phone. So YouTube wouldn't have any grounds to delete it on their own.
They literally killed me. They threw me away.
Britney just dropped another note on Instagram, and the consequences for the elite paedophile ring could be absolutely explosive. We're breaking down every word and what it means for Oprah and some of her closest friends up next. It turns out that the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not about obsessing over carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. The way to maintain a healthy weight, as well as increase your energy levels and live a long, healthy life, comes down to a specific and simple switch that you can flip in your body to flush out all of those unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry calls this process the caloric bypass. He has seen thousands of people who have activated this process in their bodies dramatically improve their health. The people who've tried this find that their fat melts away, their energy levels improve like they were young again, and many of their health problems just simply vanish. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. He says that he feels younger and healthier today than when he was 40 years old. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch it and learn more by visiting thehealthyfat.com/TPV. Please click the link below this video to learn his secret technique for free at thehealthyfat.com/TPV. Never underestimate the power of the International Paedophile Ring and their key players to evade justice. Ask yourself, who has the power to force social media platforms to delete Britney's personal content whenever it becomes personal and threatens to expose the elite?
So who got pissed that Britney is talking about it now? And sure, Britney could have deleted it on her own. I can't fathom a reason that Brittany, 3 hours later, would decide to delete her talking about the 14-year conservatorship that she was under. I don't see how she would logically decide, ooh, I said too much. So, who has the power to tell YouTube, take that down?
I do think I'm in a place now where I'm a little bit more confident that I can be willing to share openly my thoughts and what I've been through, because I haven't really had that outlet to share completely openly for so long, just of scared of judgments, thoughts of other people and what they think or what they may say. And I think it's crucial for my heart and my head to be able to speak openly about it as if anyone else would.
Brittany says the very first time she sat on Oprah's couch, should have told the whole world what was really happening. Instead of a warm interview with a rising star, Oprah became laser-focused on Britney's sex life and virginity. She kept circling back to it, like a shark, probing, pushing, demanding details, sexualizing a teenage girl on national TV.
Do you wish you'd never said anything about the virginity thing because it's going to follow you to wedding night? Yeah. And do you think it's anybody's business if you do or don't? You say, because you're going to try. So does that mean, like, if you decide not
to... No, it's for me, you know.
Yeah, I think
course.
It's for you to
yeah,
decide.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You yeah. need a world announcement if yeah, you change
definitely.
Your mind.
It's 2026, and Brittany is now speaking with a new openness. She now claims the woman running the operation, Oprah Winfrey, was personally driving up her price live on air. Oprah, who was close friends with John of God, the cult leader convicted of trafficking babies to international elites, was showcasing her like a prized asset, placing her in the shop window, marketing her to the highest bidders, demanding top dollar for the sickening rituals and depraved acts that Brittany says the elite demand behind closed doors. Just as the girls in Oprah's school for orphans in Africa went missing without a trace, Brittany wasn't only being groomed. This was high-end trafficking, involving a monarch mind-controlled beta slave, with one of the most powerful women in the entertainment industry acting as the auctioneer.
Oprah, she used to hold these private auctions with really powerful people, VIPs, billionaires, and big celebrities. I was so drugged up. I felt like I was just on display, like something to be sold. They would bid on things they wanted to do to me. And all the ideas, they came from her. Oprah's sick mind. She did this dozens of times while I was at my weakest. One of those auctions, Bono won. He paid over $2 million to carve a symbol into my labia. I didn't know what it meant. Then there was the time Jeffrey Epstein won. I ended up having his child. They had a whole bunch of important guests there watching the birth. It was months premature, and then that baby was sold for millions of dollars. $15 million. That night, something inside me broke. A big part of my soul just left my body. I've never been the same since.
Is this the moment the mask finally slips? Or the biggest conspiracy meltdown of the decade? Brittany knows the only way out of this engineered nightmare is to wake as many people up as possible, and to do it fast. Expose the machine, name the handlers, shatter the silence. Because silence is what keeps the entire program running. The second the public truly wakes up, their whole empire of control comes crashing down. That's why she's speaking out loud than ever. But until that day comes, you need to stay sharp. Protect yourself, especially online. If you're paying for a major VPN, cancel your subscription right now. You're under attack. The big VPNs you trusted, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, Private Internet Access, and others, are now owned by one Tel Aviv Links company. Many of their key people come from Israel's Unit 8200 Cyber Intelligence and Dovdedan Special Forces. These are the people you're paying to protect your privacy, and they're laughing at you. That's why VP.net was built last year. It's not another Trust Us VPN. It's Zero Trust by design. Zero knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX secure enclaves, and fully open source code. Even if they wanted to or were forced to, they literally can't see or log your activity. No backdoors, no compromises. Privacy guaranteed by math, not promises. Check it out at vp.net/TPV. Stop trusting, stop protecting. This is how you take back control.